It's time for a podcast from J.W., Anna, and friends.
The DVP, that's the Domestic Violence Prevention Co-Ed Softball Tournament that is going on. And Trinity, one of our favorites from DVP, is in here today to talk about that softball tournament fundraiser. How you doing today, Trinity?
I am so glad to be here. I'm excited about this tournament.
Yep, yes. It's going to be fun. Everybody loves to play softball, especially co-ed softball. It's fun.
Yeah.
Some people I know are very competitive. That's right. Okay.
Right.
but it's fun, and it's a good way to help out a cause at the same time. It's better, to me, it's better than, okay, well, I'm going to give some money. I'll write a check.
Right.
Well, you're going to give some money by being part of the team.
Right.
And doing some of the things that they're doing. But you're going to have a lot of fun.
And support a great organization.
Yeah, get to play a game. Get out there and have fun. Be competitive. Right. So when is the tournament?
The tournament is going to be on Saturday, September 18th.
Saturday, September 18th. And where's it going to be at?
It's going to be at Grady Wallace Field.
All right. That's out at the Grady Wallace Park thing.
That might be how that works.
They have a bunch of fields out there.
Okay.
Yeah, we were really lucky. The Parks and Recreation people, they donated all the fields to us for free for this tournament because they were just super supportive of it.
Oh, great. Thank you.
I love that. Yes.
Thank you, Parks and Recreation. Mm-hmm. And in case anybody's not familiar, Grady Wallace is out there off the loop on the Texas side out in the Liberty Isle area.
Yes.
In case people don't, they're going, which park is that?
Right.
Because some people aren't as parky as others. No, is that a word,
you.
Parky?
It is.
Okay. But anyway, September 18th, Grady Wallace Field. All right, you're looking for various teams to enter. Now, this could be just some friends that love to play softball on up to a competitive team. You kind of put them in different maybe brackets there where the really, really competitive people are playing each other and the ones that are out there just to have fun are playing each other. But anybody can put together a team, right?
Yeah, anybody. Your church, your business, your civic group, like I said on Facebook, I really want to see the fire department and the police department go against each other.
Yeah,
that'd be super fun. The challenges out there.
Uh-huh. LifeNet,
That'd be great. So, yeah, you can challenge somebody there or whatever, but it doesn't matter whether you're just a bunch of people that love to play softball or if you're a business or church, civic, firefighters, EMTs. Just if you love to play softball and you love to help out people.
Right.
And you like to have fun, which I don't know anybody that didn't like to do that. Get together your team. Now, it is a co-ed team, so, we're not stacking it with 9 guys and 1 girl and calling that COVID.
No.
Not COVID.
We're not calling COVID.
No.
Involved. There's no COVID involved.
I got COVID on the brain so much.
That's right.
Co-ed. I'm surprised I hadn't done that before now.
Yeah.
Co-ed. You can't get 9 guys and 1 girl a team and call that co-ed. Now, what are you saying as far as what's the minimum amount of females on the team?
Got to have at least 3 females.
Okay, at least 3. Now, we're not saying that girls can't beat boys because they can.
Right.
They can. But you got to have at least 3 girls on the team, and you can have as many girls on the team as you want, but you got to have at least 3, so we're not stacking it that way. And you're going to have a home run derby, I see.
Yes, that'll be a different portion of the tournament. It's going to be kind of going out through the day. But how that works is you pay your $25 to come and enter, and then you get to hit as many home runs as you can until you get 10 out.
Yep.
And what an out means is if you don't hit a home run over the fence, if you hit a foul ball, or if it's a strike and you don't swing at it. So you get 10 of those, and after 10, you're done. And then whoever has the most, you go into like 3 rounds, and at the end, you get a prize.
If anybody's ever watched the home run derby at the All-Star game of baseball, this is exactly what.
Okay.
That's how it happened. So that's what the home run derby is about. And also, there's people out there I know that are really, really good that hit lots of home runs, and you've got this home run bracelet. What does that mean?
Yeah, so for all the people who are really good, I understand you're really good, but it's kind of, hard to keep playing and just keep hitting home runs.
Yeah.
So we limit the amount of home runs each team can hit. So it's 3 home runs per game, per team. But if you buy a bracelet, which is, I think, $20, you get to hit as many home runs as you want.
Oh,
well, there you go. That's a good incentive.
That's a gimme for people that have a really, good team or a guy that just hits a lot of home runs.
Right.
You're going to get the bracelet so you can get as many home runs as you can. Now, to enter a team, it's just $200. So you're talking about 10 people on a team. So $20 per player is all.
Right.
Yeah. That's it.
That's nothing. $20 per player to enter that. Hey, stick around, Trinity. We'll talk more about this and DVP as we continue. But get your teams together.
Right.
And let's have some fun. And help out DVP at the same time. More of the best in most countries coming up. Yeah, nobody plays more George Strait than we do, and we're proud of it here at The Pig, 103.9, mypigradio.com. It's the Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. They've got Ashdown, Wake Village, and Arkansas Boulevard locations to conveniently serve you. We're talking with Trinity from Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc. This would be news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Quality furniture, be the sponsor of our continue talk with Trinity, talking about the DVP Coed Softball Tournament fundraiser coming up September 18th at Grady Wallace Field. It's $200 per team, so you got 10 people on team, so it's just $20 per player, and not nothing there as far as that is concerned. And looking for all kinds of groups, civic right. organizations, churches, businesses, entities such as the police and fire and EMT. Just it doesn't matter. If you like to play softball and you know people that like to play softball, get your team together and have fun. And they're going to have prizes, first and second medals. Everybody loves to be first and second.
Exactly.
Yeah. We all can't be first and second, but everybody likes to be.
And not everybody gets a ribbon, right?
Nope, just first and second.
Sorry, that was a little big.
Yeah. Not all players will get a ribbon, but first or second will, and so you can strive to do that. Or you can just come out and have a good time.
Yeah, guaranteed good time.
It is a guaranteed good time when you're playing softball and helping out the VP. The proceeds, of course, obviously go to our local Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc., and the things that you do.
Yes, so those all the proceeds from this tournament are going to go directly to client services. So that's relocation services. That's keeping our shelter operational. You know, our shelter is a house. So we got bills to pay. We got electricity to keep on, water running and everything. We got to buy, you know, laundry detergents and food and all those
the
things.
The staples of life. Not a lot of luxuries. It's just...
Yeah, and you know, we've talked about it before when you've been here, but the people that you're helping are in a just... horrible point in their life.
Right.
Bad things
right.
have happened to them. And they looking for somebody to turn to, and that's what DVP is all about. So yeah, it's not free to help people. That's right. why you gotta raise money, because it costs. Everything costs. Everything's higher these days, as we know. So you gotta pay those bills somehow, and this is a good way to raise some funds for that. How do they get a hold of you if they want to be in the tournament, have a team?
Yes. Y'all can call our office in Texarkana at 903-794-4000, or you can email me. My email's on the flyer at trinity@dvptxk.org. Or if you want a Facebook message, our Facebook page, we can do that too.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're talking, the tournament's on the 18th of September, and today, what's today, Anna?
Today is still the 5th.
Just checking. I'm just counting up. We got about 6 weeks, maybe.
Right.
Maybe.
So organize your team and get a hold of Trinity.
Yeah. The quicker you get a hold of her, the better, so they can kind of organize.
Can start planning it.
And she can kind of get it all where.
Get those brackets together.
Yeah, the brackets. The like-minded teams are playing. You know, the really, really good teams are playing the good teams. And the ones that are out there just have fun are playing the ones that are just
So both city halls should play each other.
Well, yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Get the mayors out there.
Yeah. Absolutely. They're very competitive.
That would be really good.
Mayor Brown and Mayor Brueggemann are very competitive.
Right.
They do things all the time that are competitive.
Right. This would be a good one.
I'll have to text them.
You can throw that challenge out.
Hey, you need to do this.
Right.
Or get on a team of some sort.
Right.
And have one of you on one team, one on the other. And see who's got the better team. Because Mayor Alan Brown used to be a football referee.
Right.
And Mayor Bob Brueggemann has been a baseball umpire for years, so it's just a natural.
You have some natural athleticism there.
Yeah.
They
and competition.
Do it.
Yeah, I can see
that working.
They can do it. I know they can. All right. Well, get your team together and get a hold of Trinity and get this thing going. Hang around, because we'll talk a little bit more about DVP, and we're also going to play a game, of course, because we have to do that.
Always play games.
Yeah, we always do that on The Pig, 103.9 and mypigradio.com. And next hour, by the way, Anna, we're going to give away that pair of tickets to Splash Kingdom that I happened to find in my desk.
Right. I'm glad you cleaned up your desk.
Well, it was right under the snacks.
Of course it was.
I got the snack, and there's the tickets.
Oh, there it was. Yeah.
And so we're going to give the pair of tickets away to Splash Kingdom, which has locations in Shreveport, Canton, Greenville, and other locales. We'll do that next hour. But right now, we got Trinity from Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc., and here we've been talking about the DVP Coed Softball Tournament, and we'll kind of wrap that up in a second, but... first, we're going to play a game, and y'all play along with Anna and Trinity. Today's game happens to be Slogan Off Classic Edition.
Oh, wonderful.
Ooh. So this is old slogans, famous slogans from products.
Okay.
I'll give you the slogan. You give me the product. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And here we go. It's not delivery. It's blank.
DiGiorno.
Yay!
That's right.
I go with her.
She's a pizza girl. After my own heart, pizza. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That is correct. DiGiorno pizza. All right. Better not lay a finger on my blank.
Butterfinger.
Yes. See how smart she is?
She watches a lot of television yep. or she likes to eat lots of snacks.
These are as old as I thought they were going to be.
Really old. I don't know.
Well, these aren't ancient. These are not ancient. Okay. I would not know this one at all, so good luck. Inexpensive and built to stay that way. And I'll give you a hint, okay?
Okay.
It is a car company or type. Inexpensive and built to stay that way.
Is it Subaru?
You scare me sometimes. It is
yeah,
Subaru.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, I would have.
I'm
yeah.
going through what the other ones were.
Yeah.
Built tough, whatever, yeah.
Yep.
Ford is built tough.
Right.
Is what they say. Okay. Let's see. Because so much is riding on your tires, and it is a tire company, famous tire company.
Is it the guy that's white?
Big fluffy guy?
Yeah. The Michelin guy?
Yeah, I was just saying Magellan. I was like, wait, that's not right.
That's a, yeah.
Yeah, y'all got around it and got it. Yeah, okay. It's the Michelin guy. Uh-huh. All right. This is another, I would think, toughy. You can pay me now or pay me later. And it has to do with something to make your car run better. You can pay me now or pay me later.
Is it a kind of filter, oil filter?
It is.
Like Fram?
Fram.
Something like that, yeah.
Fram car filters. You can pay me now or pay me later.
That's not my area of expertise. That's my
husband. Not mine. I just remember seeing a sign that said that.
That's okay. Y'all. Here's two modern edition, okay?
I bet you she'll get.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. It matters who you travel with. This is a new one, modern edition. It matters who you travel with. Think of those places that you look when you're looking for trips and good prices on trips.
Like Expedia or something like that? Expedia or
yeah,
Travelocity?
Expedia.
I'll say Travelocity. That's
Expedia is it.
Yeah.
Okay. The only thing stronger than us is you. Think old person.
Is it Depends?
Yes, it is Depends.
Oh, gosh.
Aww. All right. One more.
Okay.
One more.
This is a type of alcoholic drink. Sip happiness.
A type of Seagram's, right?
I was about to say, obviously, we don't have big drinkers here in the studio.
Sorry.
Seagram's Escapes.
Okay.
Seagram's Escapes. Yeah, I don't know about that one.
They look kind of fruity-tooty.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've seen those
yeah.
in the
beer or whatever.
Yeah,
I've
seen those. All right.
We've seen them.
Well, y'all did quite well. And Trinity did very well on those classic editions.
Yeah.
Even though she's not.
The first two. Pizza and Butterfingers to see where my heart goes.
Yeah, she's.
Smart girl.
She got the food. That's a good idea. All right, Trinity. Once again, DVP co-ed softball tournament to raise money for DVP to help out people in need and have a lot of fun. Going to be September 18th. That's a Saturday. That's about 6 weeks from now. A $200 entrance fee per team. 10 people on the team. 7 males, 3 females at least.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can have more females than that. $200 entrance means $20 per person, which is nothing.
Right.
And how in the world did they get a hold of you?
Call me at 903-794-4000. Email me. My email's on the flyer. Mm-hmm. It's trinity@dvptxk.org. Mm-hmm. Or Facebook message us on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And I can get back
right.
with you.
And you can check out a story on our website soon
right.
at mypigradio.com to get all these details. But anybody that wants to get together a team, you just got some friends that like to play, neighbors, whatever, or if you're one of these that's got a church, civic, firefighters, police, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Business. Have some fun with your fellow employees or
yes.
fellow softball players.
And your whole community and, supporting a great
yeah,
cause.
Help them out at the same time. The quicker you get your team together and get in, better, so that Trinity will have time to get the brackets together.
Right, then we know what the day's going to look
like.
All
that kind of stuff. So thank you so much for coming in. And we'll certainly push this to as many people as we know about.
Yes, right. Awesome.
And all thank right. you for doing what you do.
Thank you guys for supporting us.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.